Washington, D.C. on business?
City Council will come to order. Sue, please call the roll.
Adams, Leonard,
here.
Salzman,
here.
Sten,
here.
Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 524, consider the proposal of Kin Tee Nguyen, property owner, and Michael Lady, applicant, and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval of a comprehensive plan map amendment and zoning map amendment for property located at 3811 Southeast Belmont Street.
City Attorney will describe the hearing process.
Good afternoon. I have several announcements to make before we begin the hearing. Today's hearing is to consider the hearings officer's recommendation on a proposed comprehensive plan map amendment and zone change. Testimony concerning the hearings officer's recommendation will be heard in the following order. We'll begin with a staff report by Sylvia Kate of the Bureau of Development Services staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the City Council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The applicant will go first and will have 15 minutes to address the council. After the applicant, the council will hear from individuals or organizations who support the applicant's proposal. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. Next, the council will hear from persons or organizations who oppose the applicant's proposal. And again, each person will have 3 minutes. If there was testimony in opposition to the applicant's proposal, the applicant will have 5 additional minutes to rebut testimony given in opposition to the proposal. The council may then close the hearing, deliberate, and take a final vote on the hearings officer's recommendation. If the vote is a tentative vote, the council will set a future date for the adoption of findings and a final vote on the hearings officer's recommendation. If the council takes a final vote today, that will conclude the matter before the council. And there are 2 matters today for the council to vote on. One is the hearings officer's recommendation, and the second is the ordinance implementing the hearings officer's recommendation. Today's hearing is an evidentiary hearing. This means that anyone who may submit new evidence to the council in support of their arguments, this evidence may be in any form, such as testimony, letters, petitions, slides, photographs, maps, or drawings. Any photographs, maps, drawings, or other items you show to the council during your testimony should be given to the council clerk at the end of your testimony to make sure that they become a part of the record. Any testimony and evidence that you present today must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. The BDS staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as part of their staff report to the City Council. If you fail to raise an issue clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue, you'll be precluded from appealing to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Finally, if the applicant fails to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with enough specificity to allow the council to respond, the applicant will be precluded from bringing an action for damages in circuit court to challenge the conditions of approval. That concludes the end of my statements.
Thank you. Do any members of the council wish to declare a conflict of interest? No council members have a conflict of interest to declare. Do any members of council have any ex parte contacts to declare or information gathered outside of the hearing to disclose? No council members have ex parte contacts to declare. Do any members of the council have any questions or other preliminary matters that need to be addressed before we begin the hearing? BDS staff, please come forward. You have 10 minutes.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Sylvia Kate, the assigned planner for this review. The proposal is to amend the comprehensive plan map and change the zoning on the site from R1, multi-dwelling residential, to CM, mixed commercial and residential. The site consists of 2 lots comprising 8,333 square feet. It is currently developed as a paved parking lot. The applicant also owns 3 lots directly east of the site where redevelopment is planned. The requested CM zone allows mixed-use projects that incorporate commercial uses with residential units on busier streets. The intent of the mixed commercial zone is to foster development that is supportive of transit use and provides a buffer between busy streets and residential neighborhoods while providing additional housing opportunities in the city. The requested CM zone fits well with the surrounding zoning. There is storefront commercial to the south, neighborhood commercial 2 to the east, multi-dwelling R1 to the west, which allows a 45-foot maximum height for buildings, which is the same height limit for the CM zone. One block to the southwest of the site are more CM-zoned lots. This is a site plan showing the basic footprint of the project plan for the site. Parking for the residential units will be provided at grade behind the ground floor commercial space with access into the parking area from Southeast 38th. Landscaping will be provided along the west and north property lines in compliance with the development standards for the CM zone. These conceptual elevations depict the general configuration of the proposed mixed-use project. The facade facing Southeast Belmont will have commercial space along that street with storefront windows that will wrap around the corner and also run along part of Southeast 38th. Access into the residential parking will be behind the commercial space. Approval of this zone change does not approve this specific design of the building. Based on the applicant's submittal, staff analysis, responses from the service agencies, and the support from the Belmont Area Business Association, the hearings officer found that the proposal meets all of the applicable comprehensive plan goals and policies, as well as the applicable approval criteria found in Title 33 at 810.050 and 855.050, and therefore he recommends approval to you. The next few slides will be a virtual tour of the site and immediately surrounding properties. The site is currently a paved parking lot with multi and single dwelling development to the west and north, respectively. Abutting the site directly north is a single dwelling residence, and abutting the site to the west is a multi-dwelling residential use. This is a view looking west down Southeast Belmont next to the site. These houses along the north side of Belmont Street were built near the turn of the century and are on R1 zoned lots. Several have been converted to small apartment houses. Directly east of the site along Southeast 38th Avenue is a commercial building on property also owned by the applicant. Immediately to the north of this building are single dwelling uses and development. This view is looking directly east along Southeast Belmont towards Southeast 39th Avenue. The commercial properties also owned by the applicant are on the left and are in the process of being redeveloped with a mixed-use building utilizing ground floor retail and residential units above. The requested zone change will allow a second building that will complement the redevelopment to the east. The single dwelling houses that are kitty corner from the site along the south side of Southeast Belmont are in the CN2 zone and many are small businesses. With an approval of the requested change to the CM zone, the applicant proposes a development project that includes a three-story mixed-use building with retail on the ground floor and a total of 12 condominium units, 6 each on the second and third floors. Because the requested rezoning meets all of the applicable approval criteria, the hearings officer recommends approval of the comprehensive plan map amendment and the concurrent zoning map amendment. This concludes staff's presentation. Are there any questions?
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Could the applicant please come forward? You have a total of 15 minutes, and please state your name for the record.
My name is Genevieve White. Sylvia really covered the description very well. I would just like to add that Ken has owned this property for over 15 years and has been, she has had a owner-ran store there, so she knows the neighbors well. And she'd like to keep it a neighborhood-oriented business. And that the neighbors have also been very supportive. We've been going to the Neighborhood Association meetings for about a year since the very beginning of the concepts of this project and have incorporated their ideas into our design. And that the, as she mentioned, the Business Association has written letters of approval. And I would also like to point out that our elevations do not show that on the north wall. Excuse me, the mayor makes me a little nervous. I'm a little shaky. On the north wall, the steps, the elevations are stepped back, so it's not just a flat plane. So it won't be right up abutting the house there. It steps back, so it's not quite so intrusive. Are there any questions?
Any questions? Thank you very much. Is there any person here who has signed up to support the application?
We don't have any sign-ups.
Okay. Any person who opposes the application? Okay, then we will go into deliberation and discussion.
I'd move to accept the hearings officer's recommendations, including the condition and note to the permitting review staff.
Please call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Spann.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Do I hear a motion to accept the ordinance?
Move to accept the ordinance.
Second.
Let me read that into the record first.
Okay.
Item 525, amend the comprehensive plan map designations and change zoning at 3811 Southeast Belmont Street at the request of Kin Tin Yuen and Michael Leite. Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Stan.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Both motions passed. The issue is resolved. We're adjourned until next week.
That was easy.